the most important issues of the day. This is the Rick Smith Show.
So the polling not looking really good for Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, the most recent Reuters Ipsos poll shows that 36% of the adults surveyed do not want Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. That's up 6 points from a similar poll just a couple of weeks ago. 31% of the adult population favor Brett Kavanaugh. So my other thing is, you know, that only gets us to 67%. Where's the other third of the population on this? Evidently the lowest ranking of any nominee ever. So this would give cover to pull his nomination. I think this would give them the cover so that they could bring in someone who's probably even crazier. And look, I go back to Harriet Myers. I actually wanted Harriet Myers to be on the court because she wasn't. If Harriet Myers was on the court, there'd be no Janus case today because there'd be no Sam Alito. Just my throwing that out there. Anyway, let's find out what's going on around the world in Washington, D.C. Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
You know, think about that for a second. You go back to Harriet Myers when
right.
The Bush people pulled her nomination, and then we ended up with someone really crazy. You know, I had someone throw this out at me yesterday, go, you know, could it possibly be Kavanaugh gets pulled for someone who's even more insane? And I'm going, I don't know that that's really possible. But at the end of it, I don't know that I want a sexual abuser on the court. We've already got one.
Well, they didn't want him anyway. The right wing of the party didn't want him. That wasn't their choice.
Right.
Bartlett was their choice, not him. So actually, if the president pulled him, they'd go through some grief and aggravation, but then they would be like, okay, we're done with this. The Democratic side did this past time. We're full steam ahead. That's it. We're going to have a vote in 5 days, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would do it.
Yeah. Look, they've got plenty of time. Even if Kavanaugh's nomination is derailed on Monday, if Dr. Ford testifies, even if it's derailed, they still have plenty of time before the beginning of January to ram the next person through.
I mean, they can do, if people want to do things, I mean, they can do what they want. And especially Mitch McConnell. He's not Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan will actually sometimes stop and consider things. Mitch McConnell will do what he wants.
Right. And are you surprised at the level of hypocrisy? I mean, you know, I'm looking at Lindsey Graham saying it's imperative that we get the ninth justice on the court. I'm going, where were you during 2016? Where were you during the whole Garland thing?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, and they said, well, this is not a midterm election, which is true. But there was very few times historically that it was done what was done to President Obama. It was done, if my memory serves me correct on this issue, it was done with the acceptance, I think, of Dwight Eisenhower. There was some thing where they accepted it, you know, because of another president or something.
Yeah, I thought it just happened once, but it wasn't this kind of. There was an agreement that happened. It wasn't. Yeah. We're just going to ram this down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is completely different than what I think McConnell got away with, because he got
right.
away with, you know, Grand Theft Court.
Right.
Did it in the open, and that's the worst part of all of this.
Right. Yeah, he did what he wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
See.
Uh-huh.
So let me ask you this. Do you think Dr. Ford testifies Monday? Because there's talk she's not going to unless there's an FBI investigation. And evidently the FBI said, you know, it's a closed case. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I think she should, because here's the problem now. In the San Francisco Chronicle, which has always supported Senator Feinstein, now I know this is going to be like blaming this all on Senator Feinstein, which I'm going to kind of do that in a sense. They said that she's done a disservice to her colleagues. And again, the San Francisco Chronicle is a supporter of Senator Feinstein and a, you know, very liberal newspaper,
right,
if you want to classify him. But I, when this all started, I seriously sat there and thought, okay, if this happens and you're in Congress, what do? You privately take this letter to the chair and the ranking member of the committee. The ranking member in this case would be a Democratic member, senator, and you take it to them and say, look, I'm giving this to you. In confidence, I'm handing it to you. That's what you do.
Right. Pay homage to the chair, right.
That probably would have leaked out because nobody can keep their mouth shut in Washington. And I think probably, I'm not saying that he did or didn't do it, but under that scenario I just gave, probably you and I'd be having a little different conversation about who's under the Supreme Court hearing this week.
Yeah, it's a good point. But here's the thing, as I'm looking at this, do you not think that the Republicans knew about this? Because it seemed awful quick to me that they came up with 65 women on a letter supporting Kavanaugh from 30 years ago. That good luck finding where all of them are overnight. Seemed to me they had the response.
Well, they may have because first you have Congresswoman, and by the way, I'll be real bipartisan about this. What I'm about to say would be under any scenario, all Republicans. You have Congresswoman Eshoo of California that takes it to Senator Feinstein, right? Feinstein, the letter, right? I always said in D.C., if you tell your secretary, you told one too many people.
Right.
Something. So it's going down that food chain. So who were the staffers that saw it come in? They talked. Probably 95%, I'm convinced, yes, the Republicans had it. They knew.
Yeah. Yes. No, it goes along that phrase that my grandfather always told me. He said, if you're messing up, make sure you're the only one who knows, because then you've only got about a 50% chance of getting ratted out.
Right.
You tell someone else, it's certain.
I've
followed that advice my whole life because I've only ratted myself out about half the time. So it actually holds true. And this is one of those scenarios where it just seemed very convenient that letter had popped out. And interestingly enough, a lot of those women are kind of a little bit walking back from that as we find out more and more about the allegations and Dr. Ford.
I'm sorry, what's that, Rick?
I think she has to testify on Monday.
Well, I do too. I mean, if there's going to be any ounce of the ability to take this forward in credibility, she's going to have to, because they have offered her to do it in private, and he's not going to be in the room or around, or the media is not allowed. So, which originally she said she would, and then her lawyer, intervened. They want the FBI investigation first. Well, of course, the FBI, first of all, has no jurisdiction on a federal basis to investigate it. How does the FBI, quote, investigate this? The president has to explicitly ask them. What do you think the chances of that are?
Oh, snowball's chance in hell. But, right. Doesn't the FBI, isn't part of their job doing the background check on the nominee? So wouldn't this be part of their background check?
Well, that's what they would, the White House would have to say, further include this into the background check.
Okay, because they're saying it's closed now. And evidently Trump said...
The president could reopen it. Yeah,
come on. One abuser to another. That's not going to happen.
He's not going to open it. So.
No, here's the thing. And shouldn't it be open? I mean, if it's me, I think I want that open to the public. I think the optics, because I've been asking, who's going to be the next Arlen Specter? Who asks were you fantasizing question?
Well, there's the other point. I understand, that there's been threats and that the woman accusing, is uncomfortable, et cetera. I go back to now he still got the nod, but I still go back to Anita Hill. I was younger. I was fascinated. I watched every aspect of that. I mean, I watched that, from gavel to gavel, and I did. And even though the outcome was different, I must say, though, extremely credible information was, coming out, and it starts to make people squeamish, about what they're going to do. Now, on the other hand, the Republicans better be very, 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 very sure, because if he gets in there and there's some type of, which probably won't be after all these years, but some type of credible proof, wow, that's a dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah, well, shouldn't they subpoena this judge guy? I mean, shouldn't he be deposed as well? Because he's the third party that this woman's saying was in the room to either, you know, deny or corroborate her story?
Well, they'd have to subpoena her and him now, which they won't subpoena her. In fact, if she doesn't go, she gives them an out.
Right.
In my opinion.
No, I'm
she
with you.
She gives them an out.
No,
yeah,
I'm...
She gives them an out. Now, he has said that it didn't happen, but he doesn't want to... He doesn't want to testify.
Yeah, but if you subpoena him, you testify.
Right, which is very interesting. So
you make him sit there and plead the fifth, if you're able to plead the fifth.
And you see, Senator Flake, I know a lot of Republicans were mad at him, but he said, wait a minute, you know, I want to hear from her. Now, today, as I understand it, he said something to the effect of, okay, if she's not going to talk to us, then we're going to vote.
Right. And if she doesn't show up, I fully expect a vote on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
As soon as Kavanaugh says, I didn't do it, okay, goodbye.
Right.
Take the vote.
Right. Sure.
And then it comes down to, what does Heitkamp, what does Manchin do, what does Donnelly do, what does Murkowski and Collins do?
Now, this does give a bit of a, without them saying he's guilty, because they really can't say that, but it does give an out for Manchin
yep.
and Heitkamp if they want, I think, a political out.
No, I mean, because who wants somebody who has that kind of stink on them in the court? To me, that raises a lot of questions, especially since he's going to be that fifth vote that could overturn Roe, that could go back and, possibly overturn Griswold, that could, rule on a lot of things having to do with women's health and women's lives and equality and all kinds of stuff. And if, who knows? Interesting stuff. Let's move along. Evidently, Trump was in North Carolina today.
Right.
And what did he throw out some paper towels or anything today to make himself look stupid?
I haven't heard much. Have you?
No, I'm looking for it. I thought maybe somebody got to him. But here's the thing. I mean, the death toll now, as I understand it, has risen to 37 people killed because of Florence. That's the new number. In fact, two women were I guess in police custody. Because they were mental health patients, and I guess chained in the back of a van, and the water rose, and they couldn't get them out.
Oh, I haven't heard much about any of this.
Yeah, there's.
I know the updated 12:45 today just said that the president was in the flood-soaked Carolinas.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping he would stay away.
We're ready to do whatever we have to do to make this perfect.
Yeah, I was hoping he would stay away.
Really?
Only because for the recovery effort. Anytime a president goes to one of these places, it's all kinds of resources. You've got the state police, you've got the medical personnel, you've got a whole bunch of people who could be shoveling and wiping and rescuing and doing whatever has to be done other than pandering to the ego and the photo op of the president.
Of course, anytime these presidents, they're darned if they do and darned if they don't when it comes to these things, how it runs.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Like Bush flew over Louisiana.
No, I mean, look, and I gave him a pass for that because I said, you don't want him touching down in that kind of an environment. Let those first responders, let the police, let the fire, let the ambulance people, let them do their jobs without having to stand around for a photo op. That's what I didn't bust his shoes over that. Now, all the other things that they didn't do, obviously you bust their shoes over, but not that.
Right.
Yeah, so... Right. It is what it is. And finally, evidently we're gonna get some texts. We're gonna get some Comey texts. We're gonna get some texts from the two lovebirds, and we're gonna be able to find out how these two orchestrated a great surveillance of a presidential candidate. Is that about what we're supposed to get?
Well, right. On the past, not just this issue, but on past, declassification. The agencies always say national security, which in some cases there are, but they always scream that, and they've screamed it so many times, and these are declassified, and you're like, okay, where was the national security?
Yeah.
It's like the Kennedy assassination. I don't know what electronic technology we had in 1963 that we don't want anybody to know we had, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And so I just don't think there's a ton of national security things in here. I would say that if Mueller actually had the legal ability to sit down with the president, if I were the president, I wouldn't be declassifying something that pertains to an investigation. But they're not going to sit down.
No, that's never going to. And we've been saying that all along. That's never going to happen.
Sure. No, will not happen.
But I just find it interesting that you're going to declassify these texts and all this stuff. And from what I understand, it's kind of a little cherry picked as well.
Well, they always are.
Yeah, it wasn't all of it. We don't get to see all of it. We just get to see, you know, like any good con, you know, like any good sleight of hand, you get to see what they want you to see.
Well, like I was saying, you know, it's, quote, the interest of national security. We can't show you this or that. Like Valerie Flame, you know, when they of course, went after her, and, you know, then they redacted, demand redacted most of her book, the CIA did. Which was ridiculous.
Just did they do any of that to you when you wrote your book?
No, I had people that sent me messages I would be sued to death.
Okay.
but they didn't. They weren't able to redact anything. No.
All right. Well, did you get sued by anybody?
No. There are actually two people that I wanted. One was John Boehner that I wanted him to sue me so bad. Because discovery with him would have been so much fun. I would have had lawyers lining up for free to do that for me.
He didn't take the bait, did he?
No. I was actually hoping he would, yes.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Could have been a whole nother book.
That would have.
You're writing another one?
I'm going to do one called It's Beyond Stopping. It's about alcohol. It's a drug, a substance abuse, and kind of a 101, what do you do if, you know, okay, one of your loved ones or friends have a problem.
Good on you. You've become one of the champions of that issue, and I give you a lot of credit for that.
Well, thank you.
Good stuff, Bob. As always, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work, man.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Good stuff. Our good friend Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Radio of, for, and by We the Working People. The Rick Smith Show.